Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to throw a few topics out here, Diesel, just as a little bait for all of the Tolos out there that are sitting in their car on 85, not moving, yelling at the person in front of them for not going faster, screaming at the lady beside them for swerving over and almost hitting them right there on Pelham Road. Yeah, I'm talking to you. But when it comes to the Tolo takeover, you can call about whatever you want, but you know what? There is so much happening in the sports world. If you want to sound off on something sports-related, you can do so. We're going to get into about 20 minutes, Diesel, and 20 minutes from now, the biggest story of the day with these gambling investigations. But also, yesterday we talked about college basketball players now being able to, or G League players, rather, now being able to play college basketball. NFL this weekend, Clemson, South Carolina, what's happening? Clemson's bye. The list goes on and on. The World Series tomorrow. So many options to choose from, Tolos. The phone lines are open. 844-326-3663. Want to hear from you. It's your opportunity to take over these very airwaves. Are you upset? Are you good, Diesel? Anything that you have to sound off on? Or has your day and week just been the best ever?
It's been okay. It's been pretty good. To use the parlance of the dude, you know, strikes and gutters, some good, some bad. But I'd wonder, and we touched on this a little bit yesterday, Cole, with this new ruling that G League players are eligible if they make under a certain amount of money. It's really complex. It's kind of strange. Tom Izzo sounding off about it, saying that he really doesn't like the people up at the NCAA that are making these decisions, and essentially said, oh, they just made this call because they don't want to get sued anymore. I think it's going to push Tom Izzo out of the game. In the same way that Nick Saban was pushed out of the game or chose, like, here now is going to be the moment that I'm going to exit stage left, Tom Izzo is going to say, I don't want to be involved in this anymore. Yeah. And I don't know how many more coaches are going to be behind him. You know, how many elite level coaches are even concerned with this kind of stuff. It's like, GM, find me a bunch of players and I'll coach them up. That's really all I want to do. But I think it's going to send a guy like Tom out of the game. And of course, inevitably, as people have already turned on Nick Saban, saying that, oh, Nick Saban couldn't hack it in football anymore. Those people are idiots, by the way. They're going to say the same thing about Tom Izzo.
You know, it's so fascinating that we have this conversation about players getting paid, right? NIL, transfer portal. Now this new story about G League players being able to come from the G League and play college basketball, which is just wild to me. It begs the question, Diesel, of what was the intent behind this to begin with? What was the motive? You mentioned yesterday when we were live at Ingles about the people who have their hands on the steering wheel of college football. When it comes to college athletics, I think that's the biggest problem. Everybody knows that players were getting compensated before NIL, right? It was the brown bags, the McDonald's bags, whatever you want it to be, that's what it was. But like I said yesterday, the thought was, okay, it's being done illegally. The puristic sport was still alive and well. And I know TV ratings have not replicated or are shown any sign of downfall when it comes to this new era that we all still want to love of college football. But the reality is, people are being turned off by it. People aren't following along as intently as they used to. You may say, well, Cole, there's nothing that shows that in the ratings. I'm just telling you, it's a slippery slope, and while you may not see it in the ratings now, I'm not saying that the ratings are where you will see it, but Diesel, this is just such a slippery slope with college athletics, with NIL, with these G League players now being able to play college basketball. I just don't love it. I don't love it.
Yeah, look, the diehards are still going to watch. They may not care about it quite as much as they used to, but they're still going to watch, right? So those that audience is built
in. And so
in.
Am I.
But all sports need the drive-by fans to tune in and watch, right? The ones that, you know, you're competing for their attention and viewership time slot by time slot every single day. You need those fair weather fans is not the right word for them. I'm blanking on the word that I'm trying to think of. But you need those. I think as we continue to erode essentially the soul of athletics and college athletics specifically, I think it's going to turn so many more of those diehards into those, you know, laissez-faire kind of fans. Like, yeah, I'll tune and watch. If I miss, okay. I think it's more of the – if you're an Alabama fan, you used to tune in and watch Florida and LSU and Ole Miss religiously because you wanted to see how your competition was doing. Yeah. I think now it's going to be, oh, I'll still watch Alabama every single week. But outside of that, I might go cut the grass or take the wife to the farmer's market or whatever it may be.
And I'm just so interested to see if that'll happen.
That's the word. Casual.
I'm not saying it will, but what I am saying is I find it so fascinating that it hits home quicker than people realize. Like, what do I mean by that? Well, okay, a few years ago, I remember when NIL hit. It was like, bam, smack in the face. Oh my gosh, here we go. They can now get paid, right? Collectives and the so on and so forth. It starts to hit home, and people really start to feel differently about it. And by the way, Tolo Takeover, 844-326-3663, if you want to get in on the conversation or take over these airwaves. But Diesel, what my point is, everybody has this feeling and thought of college football with NIL, and everybody's like open to it until it screws up your nest, right? Your nest egg. What I mean is Clemson. Clemson's the example here. It hasn't really ruffled the feathers of Gamecock fans, but when you look at Clemson, okay, Clemson fans 3-4 years ago were probably okay with the fact that NIL was now in the landscape of college football, Diesel, but now NIL has hit Clemson and hit Clemson hard, and so is the transfer portal, just in terms of how this program right now today looks like a shell of themselves. Well, so my point being, I think everybody's opinion on NIL and portal really starts to change once it hits home.
Everybody's okay with NIL so long as their team is one of the select few that is benefiting the most from it. You know, the fans of the Michigans of the world, the Indianas of the world that are now getting Mark Cuban kind of money, that are getting Dave Portnoy kind of money.
Yeah.
They love it. Oh, it's great. It's great that Portnoy put all this money into it. Well, that's not guaranteed that Michigan's going to get that kind of money or commitment from him every year. And it's not guaranteed that Alabama's going to get the commitment from the people that they're getting it from every single year. Money has always made the world go round, but typically money in the past bought you nicer locker rooms because the such and such family, the Bryson family, decided to put $10 million into Clemson's new locker rooms. And you can impress some 17-year-olds that are thinking about making their way off to college with that. But now, I mean, the way this thing has gone to pay to play, it makes me not even want to learn the names of the players on my team, Cole. And I know I've talked about this before. I used to be one of those diehards that as soon as somebody signed with my team and started playing for my team and was playing well for my team, I wanted to go find and follow them on social media and stick with them, and I cared what these guys were posting about. But now, like, we're 7 games into the season, and when they say so-and-so catches a first down, I'm like, who? Right. I don't know who that guy is.
Don't know the name.
I didn't even bother to learn the roster. Why? because they're not coming back next year in all likelihood. If they have a good season, one good season with us, they're boom, they're gone. So I better not, I might as well not even bother learning their name.
You know what I also find intriguing about the conversation with NIL and the portal is the fact that we heard Tom Allen speak yesterday, the defensive coordinator at Clemson Diesel, and we had this audio yesterday on the show. The NIL and the transfer portal is such a huge aid to a lot of teams. You mentioned a minute ago, until your team's not using it, you don't have a problem with it, right? Clemson, the NIL and the portal have not aided Clemson. And in fact, the NIL and the portal have hurt Clemson in a tremendous way because the way that Dabo Swinney has built his program just isn't suitable for this new landscape of college football. And you hear what Tom Allen said yesterday about what he looks for in players, what he wants in players. Tom Allen said he wants speed on this defense. He wants guys who play for the love of the game. So you have this teeter-totter. You have this imbalance, Diesel, of this conversation. What I mean is, yes, we see this working and aiding a lot of programs across the country, and programs are benefiting from these things. But Tom Allen said yesterday, hey, these guys that are homegrown, I'm paraphrasing, basically what I heard, these guys that are homegrown Clemson players, they've got their money, right? Because NIL is a thing on Clemson's campus. They're not fast enough. They don't love the game as much as they need to. So in order, going back to the conversation you and I had.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Last week, in order to find the guys you want to find that play for you under your scheme and defense, you're going to have to use the portal. This whole mindset of like, I want God-fearing guys who are, you know, love their family and come from good families, and then they love Clemson and this all in. Like, you continue to, again, check those boxes, and the applicants are going to get smaller and smaller. Tom Allen said yesterday that people aren't reading into that as much as they should be. Tom Allen basically said these guys, the guys that are here on my roster, they're not doing what I need them to do. So that just throws a wrench in Dabo Swinney's theory of, oh, we've got to have these homegrown guys. That's not working. You got to go get good players.
Jonathan on the stream says, yep, these foreign-born players have been getting paid professionally overseas and then come and play college basketball. So what's the difference? What's different than American-born players going off to the G League and then going back to college? Well, Jonathan, I don't think foreign-born professional players should be allowed to come to America and play college basketball. If you're a professional anywhere in the world, you should have to make your way into the NBA or make your way into the G League. You want to get into the NBA? The G League is your stepping stone to get there. I don't think college basketball should be that stepping stone. Now, we always knew that college basketball was the developmental league for the NBA, and then the NBA invented this G League. The NBA, Adam Silver is certainly not going to shut down the G League to benefit college basketball, sure, even though that at this point that might be the right play to shut that down and make the avenue you have to go back and play college ball again, or you have to come through the college ranks, or if you're a professional overseas, you make your way straight into professional basketball in America.
Yeah, it's weird, man, and you can put it any way you want, but professional players coming back to play college ball doesn't make sense in any realm of sport and amateurism and professional. It just doesn't.
And it's based on how much money you make in the G League. They just randomly set a $40,000 pay salary. If you make less than $40,000, you can come back and play college basketball. Well, to me, that means you made a terrible decision. That means, sure, you chose not to go play college ball, or you chose to leave college ball early, whatever your path might be, you made a bad decision. You're not making any money over there. And you say, oh, man, look at all that green that's getting thrown around in college basketball. I need to go back and do that instead.
Let's go to the phone lines. The phone lines are open, by the way, 844-326-3663. If you want to get in on this conversation, if you want to call with your upset pick, if you want to sound off on something random, you can do so. 844-FANFONE. Madcraft wants to weigh in. What's up, Madcraft?
Yo, hey, can you guys remind me, did y'all make any kind of predictions for tonight's NFL game?
No,
no, but we can if you need us to. You want a prediction?
Well, yeah, what's your prediction, Cole?
No Aaron Jones, Minnesota, meh. Carson Wentz, uninspiring, meh. I think the Chargers get back on track. They've been bad lately. Your team has. The past 2 weeks, they have not been crisp. I like them to get back on track tonight and cover and win, cover the 3 points.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I do think it'll be close, though. That coverage is going to be questionable, I think. But I do think it'll probably go over.
What is the over-under, do you know? Off the top of your head, Matt?
I want to say the last I saw was 44.5.
It is 44.5, yep. Just looked.
Yeah, so I'm liking over that.
Yeah,
just because
I think
our defense hasn't played that well. But, you know, but we'll see, you know. One thing I wanted to say, though.
Yeah.
Just to clear the air. All right, we're getting a lot of our offensive line turf injuries back.
Oh, boy.
So that's going to be a big part, you know?
A big part due to the turf that all the one turf caused all the injuries on your football team is what you're saying, right?
Yep, all the way back. I still have grievances in the NFL. I haven't heard back from them yet.
But okay. Well,
hey,
Why don't you just call up the Meadowlands and say, hey, I've got whatever it costs, $30 million, $40 million for you to strip out this turf and install natural grass.
There you go.
Madcraft, you could be the change that you want to see in the world.
If I was rich enough, Diesel.
There you go.
If I was rich enough.
All right. Well, there you go.
Man. Texter says, did y'all see the Louisville guy that came from the G League? Yeah, Texter, we talked about it yesterday, mm-hmm. and I believe we had audio, or maybe we didn't, but we did discuss it.
Well, to Jonathan's point here, he's saying, I agree, but we've allowed it forever. Why is Izzo complaining now? They start playing professional overseas at like 16 years old. We're arguing two very different points. You know,
I think so, too.
He's arguing, hey, this has been allowed for years. With foreign players, it should be allowed now with American players. You and I are arguing this is bad for the game. This is not a fairness conversation. This is not a, hey, we need to have one standard across the board conversation. We're arguing that this is bad for the game to allow this and erodes the opportunities for high school players, which is the traditional way of development and making your way into professional ball.
And go ask high school coaches across America and parents of standout athletes, especially in like baseball, basketball, football too, but in those sports where the lineup's a lot smaller, go ask how NIL and the transfer portal have already hurt seniors trying to come out of high school and be recruited. It's tremendously hurt them, and this is only going to hurt them worse. I mean, why even recruit at all? I mean, we had the audio last year, or maybe early this year, Diesel, of Rick Pitino talking about this, of who he recruits, and you just look at the trickle-down effect. It's not good for the game. It's not good for the high school players who are trying to get recruited across the country. You know, even the IMGs of the world and all these big academies where you're playing, I don't want those guys. I can go get a G League guy.
Yeah.
I want an older team to make a Final Four run. I'm going to go get a G League guy. I'm not going to go get a 16, 17, 18-year-old out of high school.
Yeah, and the problem that I see is there's no form of limitation on this that I can see. You know, the abstraction of, well, it all is based on money and how much money you have. Well, there's no ceiling on how much money could be involved here. We're talking about billion-dollar cash infusions from private equity. We're talking GM from North Carolina flying overseas to try to get money from the Saudis. We're talking about money coming in from everywhere. So it's not like there's some form of limitation. You know, we used to talk about roster sizes in college football, the number of guys that you could have on your roster, as being a limitation of how much talent you could actually put on a team. Granted, you had to make your way through the system and develop over a couple of years before you had a chance to play, but at least there was a limitation on it. You know, what happens when you know, the amount of money, the pools that these programs have just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and you know it's not distributed fairly between every, even power team. It's the handful that have it that can buy any player they want at any time off of anybody's roster, whether it be somebody in conference, whether it be somebody in another power school, whether it be somebody off of a Division II or a mid-major. They can just pluck whoever they want at any time because they've got the money. Is this at all healthy for the game of basketball, of football at all? No, it's not.
Texter says, "What are this is Jacob in Spartanburg. Jacob says, what are y'all's upset picks? I'm just now tuning in. We have quit the upset picks challenge, Jacob. We're not participating anymore.
God, if I fall all the way back to zero, I might quit.
I'm kidding.
I think there's a chance that could happen to me.
Diesel is going with?
I'm going with App State over Old Dominion for 14.5 points.
That's a big spread. Big one. What is that Saturday game? It's not Friday, is it?
No, that's a Saturday game, good. And I don't know the kickoff time off the top of
my head. Kickoff with App State, Old Dominion, I believe is 3:30, but I could be wrong on that. It might be like a noon game. You know, I think that's interesting.
It is a noon game.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do I know? Idiot. I took a game tomorrow night, let me verify, because obviously I didn't know when App State played. Yes, tomorrow night, 7:30, Cal at Virginia Tech. Cal's 5-2, Virginia Tech's 2-5, and the Hokies are favored by 4.5 points. I'm going with the Bears of Cal to take down Virginia Tech. 4.5 points, not a big spread at all, Diesel. I think that will be a close game, but it's been one of those weird spreads. It just scares me. And look at there. There's another App State Tolo Upset Picks Challenge entry. Let's go.
I just want to set myself up, Cole, so that I finish the season with points. If I can hit on this one, I guarantee that I finish the season with points at the very least. I can't guarantee that I'll have any chance of catching my wife, who's in fifth place right now.
You need to quit sending her freaking picks and games to choose from. What are we doing here?
She always finds the one that I send her.
Yeah.
I send her my early leans. I talk about them on the show.
She
always picks the one that will hit. I don't know how she
does. You need to start sending her like 30-point spreads. And, you know, our luck, she hit on that too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's bad. For the latest standings, the fan Upstate on Twitter, also on Facebook, you can see the Upset Picks Challenge standings. Let's get those upset pick entries in. I see the Gingerbread Man, Tolo Yardbird, JWE, Frank Wagner, Jacob in Spartanburg, Pushkin, I like that name, Lyman Rob, Sparty, Eric from Boiling Springs, Tolo J. Butane says, y'all know Saban's going to Florida, right? Is College Game Day in Florida this weekend? Is that what he's going to Florida? Is he going to Florida the Fish Beach House? He's not going to Gainesville, Tolo J. Butane.
He's going to tow his pontoon boat down there with two big old Even Rude motors on it, and his GMC Denali pickup truck. That's how Nick Saban's going to Florida.
No, they don't make those anymore. Even Rude's, they've quit them.
Oh, did they?
Yep, canceled.
I didn't know that. Shows how much I know about boating.
Yep.
When we come back, Cole, let's dive into this sea dirty story of gambling, the mafia, the FBI, and active NBA coaches and players. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.